You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 212 of Erk FM. Erk FM Australia coming down the pipes and into your ears on Erk FM each and every Friday, and also available via Tracks Radio. Subscribe via iTunes, or better yet, subscribe via Pocket Cast. That way you don't have to be tethered to your computer if you own an iPhone or an Android. There's no download limits, no data restrictions, and no territory restrictions. This episode is brought to you by the release of Amotus' album called Smokescreen, the public launch in Sydney on February 18, 2012. Anywho, on this episode celebrating Australia Day here in Australia, we have some great Australian music coming to you from around the country. And we have a wide variety of female artists on this episode, and some artists that I have seen live. It was while I was seeing one of these artists live that I saw a rather cool resource on Facebook called Chicks in Bands. And if you had a listen to Friday's episode last week, you'll know that we had some females there. And also on the previous episode, Erk FM International episode 211 that was released on Wednesday this week, we featured some international female artists. So it's not without precedent that I've played female artists before. So when I found Chicks in Bands, I had a look around and I spent almost an entire day just looking around the website, just clicking on several bands and arranging to obtain their music for this episode. So there's a wide variety of artists on this particular episode, and some of them I've seen live as well. So we're going to kick it off with a cover, because their new material is coming out soon. From Sydney, this is Lucille Gander. You might recognise the song. It's called Sex and Candy. You're listening to Erk FM, episode 212, Erk FM Australia. Australian Chicks in Bands Rock.
Yeah. And sometimes, there is no answer.
Outside your mind, outside. Hi everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Irk FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
Take me with you.
You're listening to episode 212 of IRC FM. IRC FM Australia, bringing you a lot of music today from chicks in bands and chicks who rock, and including the last band that we just heard there. And they are from Melbourne, and they are Bellucera, that's right. And the song that we heard from Bellucera is called Closer to Me. Prior to that, we heard from Alana Porter and her song called Falling. Before that, Mr. Vine makes a return with her musical challenge from November 2011 until December 2012 with her song Trapped Outside. And we heard at the start of the episode Lucille Gander with a cover called Sex and Candy. So Lucille Gander from Sydney, they draw influences from the Cramps, Horror Pops, Creepshow and countless third wave psychobilly and punk bands. Lucille Gander and her band are currently recording their debut CD for release in 2012. And so you might remember the song Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. It's been a while since I've heard that song, actually. Then we heard from Miss Divine. She is doing a musical challenge. That's about the third time I've featured her now on IRC FM. She's doing a musical challenge basically to make sure that she keeps her creativity up with a song a day every day from the 11th of November 2011 until the 12th of December 2012. And the latest song that I just played was called Trapped Outside. And it's rather, rather cool. After that, we heard from Alana Porter. She's a 19-year-old singer-songwriter from Melbourne. And she's been singing since the moment she could speak and been writing songs since she was very young. Her first live performance was at the age of 13, where she sang at a talent quest at a local shopping centre, coming third in that competition. She was competing against other artists who were much older. At the age of 14, she began to explore a wider range of genres, including punk rock and a more alternative style of music. She continued writing pop-style songs until the age of about 18, where she began to branch off into her acoustic style of music and began to write songs that consisted of much more depth than ever before, with relation to personal experiences in her life, as well as emotions and situations of those around her. And then we heard from Bellucera, and they're a Melbourne-based rock band awakening the masses with a sound that is truly resonating with their captive audiences. They released their debut critically acclaimed EP in 2009 to a sellout crowd in Melbourne. Through relentless hard work and dedication to their craft, they have earned their place co-headlining local festivals around Melbourne. That was followed up with the 2010 release of Closer to Me, the song that we just heard, that is receiving radio airplay, current rotation on Triple M, and higher rotation on Radar Radio. And of course, I found these ladies and a lot more via a website on Facebook. There's a link to it, Chicks in Bands. Definitely go and check that as well, out as well. Now we're about to go up the Hume Highway, up to Sydney, and this is A Vein with a song called Tonight. Thanks, Modus.
We were young, but we had our feet on the ground. I'm Izzy V from Hard as Nails. You can find us at facebook.com/Hard as Nails Band, and you're listening to IRC FM.
I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to IRC FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Mummy. Yes, dear. Mummy, I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by IRC FM. Oh, my God.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to episode 212 of IRC FM, IRC FM Australia on IRC FM, Channel IRC and Insomnia Radio Australia. No, not quite. Although this does sound like an Insomnia Radio Australia episode, doesn't it? You're also listening to this episode on Tracks Radio. There we heard from Paradox Park with their song Bloodlust. Before that, we heard from The Insatiables with Here Comes the Fire. Before that, we heard from LaBelle with their song When You Wake Up. Prior to that, we heard from a awesome group by the name of the Jane Austen Argument with their song called North, South, East, West. And to open that set, we heard from Avain with their song called Tonight. The Jane Austen Argument are a Melbourne-based indie cabaret duo with overtones of anti-folk and punk love. They write raw ballads with sharp tongues and perform with chaotic abandon. 2011 had been a killer year for the Jane Austen Argument. So far, the band has toured Australia with Amanda Palmer, released two EPs, the debut EP The Birthing Pyre, which landed on number 4 on the international Bandcamp charts, and follow up Plane Behind Live at Revolt, which charted at number 3, and they performed sold out shows at the 2011 Adelaide and Edinburgh Fringe Festivals. Hey, they might have been up there when I was up there. And so that was the Jane Austen Argument from Melbourne. Lots seems to be happening on the Melbourne scene, that is for sure. We also heard from Avain, who are a rock act from the Illawarra region of New South Wales. They were formed when guitarists Josh and Justin decided to pursue a project with more of a pop rock feel to it. By February 2011, the whole band was rehearsing and have gained a devoted local following. Between local headlining shows and band competitions, they supported Tonight Alive when they visited Wollongong in July, and in August took third place in the Wollongong finals of the AACA band competition. They were also featured on the compilation CD Rock the Vote Wollongong to support the campaign of the same name. So they're currently gigging around venues in Wollongong and occasionally in Sydney. We also heard about LaBelle. Since winning the Emergenza International Band Competition, LaBelle has been an unstoppable force, making moves here in Australia and overseas, leading to the Euro Tour kicking off in August, I presume, 2011. LaBelle create a vivid tapestry of haunting, mystical ambience, beautiful piano melodies, powerful and catchy hooks, warm three-piece vocal harmonies, giving the band a rich dynamic and an extremely tight sound. Mixing the atmospheric feel of Massive Attack, lead vocal quirkers Shirley Manson with powerful rock riffs and progressions, they capture a spark of musical genius rarely captured live, inviting any audience to a mesmerizing listening experience. All four members of the band hail as graduates from the Griffith University's Conservatorium of Music, which aligned their forces in 2005. So that was LaBelle. And we also heard in that set from the Insatiables from Perth in Western Australia. The Insatiables, according to Drum Media, have found a supremely entertaining front chick. Her energy is leading the four-piece through five thrilling indie pop gems. Big soon should be expected real soon, said Drum Media. They're indie, alternative rock and popular, a four-piece from Perth in Western Australia. They play indie pop rock with influences such as the Jezebels and Fleetwood Mac. And who else have we heard from? We're about to hear from Baby Grand, who are from Sydney. Baby Grand's infectious brand of pop influenced rock music driven by the powerhouse vocals of Samantha Lombardi, backed by an album of tracks co-written with some of the world's biggest writers, including Shelley Pelican, who has written for Christina Aguilera, the Veronicas, and Masho's Psycho, Justin Timberlake and Keith Urban, and a high-energy rocking show that leaves the competition for dead. These five girls prove time and time again that they are the new age rockers and rollers for the 21st century and are destined to be unstoppable. So let's hear from Baby Grand now, and the song we're about to hear is called Surrender. Thanks, Modus.
From Emotus.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose
from...
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Welcome back to episode 212 of IRC FM, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on IRC FM. You can also hear the show on Tracks Radio. Don't forget to subscribe via your iPhone or via your Android device using Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly. That way you don't have any problems in relation to the downloads or being tethered to your computer. A band who I wouldn't mind being tethered to was our last band, the Crepta Children. Originally from Perth, now calling Melbourne home, we heard a song called Feel My Pain, and I saw those guys live at Venom the other night. Would you believe they're only a three-piece? Absolutely awesome stuff there from the Crepta Children. They're in a pop metal, well, I saw them as a trio, founded in late 2005. They're renowned for their high-energy performances, catchy song hooks, and dark fashion sense. Described as nightmares put to sounds, the Crepta Children will leave a scarring impression to all lovers of music who adore the gothic, horror, and pop culture. Great stuff there. Some of their influences, not surprisingly, Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, The Birthday Massacre, Static X, Evanescence, and Cynic. Also, in that set, we heard from Harlot with a song. No, we didn't hear from Harlot. That was the name of the song. We heard Harlot by Love Like Hate. Prior to that, we heard from System of Venus with their song Black Rock. And to open up that set, we heard from Baby Grand and their song called Surrender. And I also forgot to mention in the last set, Paradox Park, with the song that we heard called Bloodlust. Paradox Park are from the west of Sydney, just up the road from me. Haven't heard of these guys before until I found them on Facebook. They also claim Evanescence as an influence. They're a four-piece from Western Sydney, formed in late 2008 with a finalised lineup in 2010 with the addition of their second guitarist, creating a generally heavy alternative sound, taking influences from bands such as Evanescence, Flyleaf, and Paramore. However, each band member's personal taste and style is added to create something a bit different. So that was Paradox Park from the last set. System of Venus are from Melbourne. They are an all-female heavy rock band from Melbourne with an appreciation for low-end riffage, solid rock grooves, and in-your-face dynamics. System of Venus create music that will flood a room with explosive energy while imposing a mean, trance-like stoner presence. They have been entertaining punters in Melbourne and regional Victoria in various venues and festivals. And that was System of Venus. We also heard from Brisbane, Love Like Hate. They're a female writing ensemble from Brisbane. They grew out of an unperforming garage band in 2008. Officially forming in 2009. They have played a number of venues in a small amount of time, including Rick's Bar, Beetle Bar, Hi-Fi Bar, Tempo Hotel, as well as festivals including Out of the Box at King George Square, Brisbane, and the Tropical Fruits Festival in Lismore in 2012. So that was Love Like Hate. So we're going to continue on with another few bands that I've seen recently, and we're going to feature a band who I saw at the end of the Mr. or Miss Alternative competition. Clown Boy came third, so congratulations, Clown Boy. We're going to feature the Dead Humans with their song Frogs and Blood Clots. The Damn Humans was originally Elliot Orban, a new independent industrial rock outfit. It all started when Elliot, who was the sole member of the Damned Humans at the time, decided that one day he would buy a keyboard, a computer, and a fire studio to see if he had what it took to create the musical, the industrial music rather, that he so enjoyed. In the vein of Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson, Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie and Rammstein, he generated a small buzz with his demos that he had put, personally put together by himself. Realising that there was a vast untapped source of interest in industrial music in Australia, Elliot set to work trying to gather up like-minded individuals to start gigging. All didn't go to plan, with one mishap or dismantlement occurring every month or so he decided that it would be best to enter the studio to record the debut album alone, just as he had done the demos. And so when I saw the Damn Humans, they were rather impressive. I saw them at Venom, which I seem to be finding a lot of my music at lately. This is the Damn Humans, and the song that you're about to hear is called Frogs and Blood Clots. You're listening to ECFM Australia, episode 212, brought to you today by the upcoming public launch of Omotus' debut album Smokescreen, February 18 at the Red Rattler in Marrickville in Sydney.
Thank you. Hi, this is Simon.
And this is Alan.
And we are from...
Centered Self!
That was really weird.
I don't care.
All right. And you're listening to...
Irk FM!
You can find us on...
Facebook.
YouTube.
MySpace.
Just search...
Centered
Self!
Yeah!
Yeah.
From Melbourne, we had The Charge with their song Together, We Can Make a Difference. And before that, we heard from Dark Cell with their song Hate Anthem. Both of those bands I have recently seen as well. Thank you to Lab64 for giving me the heads up about The Charge. So let me tell you about Dark Cell. They're from Brisbane. They were down in Sydney. They actually headlined the night that I saw The Crept the Children and also Empirical. Soul crushing beats, powerhouse industrial grooves topped off with a layer of dirty rock and roll swagger. This only begins to describe the musical juggernaut that is Dark Cell. Featuring songs such as Hate Anthem, which we just heard, Seven Sins and The Infectious Lost My Mind in America, the release offers a solid track list that will appeal to fans of, yet again, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Nine Inch Nails, Static X, Dope and Rammstein. Having shared the stage with Static X, Wednesday 13, Combi Christ and a lot more, they are known for putting on a show that will keep audiences hooked from beginning to end. So from Brisbane, that was Dark Cell. And we also heard from The Charge. They're from Melbourne. I saw those guys recently, just down the road a little bit from Venom, actually, at the Lansdowne. The Charge is a sound we've all been hanging for. Think of Alice in Chains, hard rock, grunge, sludge, heavy driving guitars mixed with Black Sabbath driving rhythms. This is The Charge, Alice in Chains harmonies. And another quote was, quote, it's as if Black Sabbath and Nirvana made an album together in 2011. From beginnings in mid-2008, this band has drawn influences from such diverse, but ultimately rockier sources such as Black Sabbath, Alice in Chains, Queens of the Stone Age and Led Zeppelin, and channeled it into a sound and presentation that is uniquely their own. So, on this episode of IRC FM episode 212, all of the music has come directly from the artist news with permission. On this episode, we have heard from Lucille Gander, Mr. Vine, Alana Porter, Bel Russia, Avane, The Jane Austen Argument, LaBelle, The Insatiables, Paradox Park, Baby Grand, System of Venus, Love Like Hate, The Crept the Children, The Damned Humans, Dark Cell, and The Charge. Don't forget to check out IRC FM Metal Monday. I think a couple of those bands might be featuring on the next episode, as well as some more international metal that I have found courtesy of Chicks in Bands. That's a really epic resource as well. Don't forget IRC FM Metal Monday as well as IRC FM International. You have been listening to IRC FM episode 212, brought to you by the upcoming public launch of Immodus' album Smokescreen. If you're in Sydney, February 18 is the place to be. Lots of music happening on IRC FM. IRC FM Metal Monday each and every Monday. IRC FM International each and every Wednesday. And this show, IRC FM Australia, each and every Friday on IRC FM. You can also hear the show on Trax Radio, as well as subscribing via iTunes, or better yet, if you have an iPhone or an Android, check out Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly. That way you don't have any restrictions, no tethers, and you're not tied to your computer. It's been a lot of fun bringing you this music this week. If you're on Facebook, don't forget to check me out. There's links in the show notes, and also check out Chicks in Bands. Lots of great music there as well. From Australia and beyond, we'll have some metal for you on Metal Monday with some of the bands that I found via Chicks in Bands, and also on next Wednesday's episode of IRC FM International. Until then, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. lots of music coming up. If you're a band and would like to submit your music, you can email me. Links are on the show notes at irkfm.com, episode 212, Irk FM Australia. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you sometime soon, or more importantly, you will hopefully hear me sometime soon. Till then, good night, Interweb. Thank you, Modus, and good night, Interweb.